When it comes to the information cost velocity curve, the cloud is causing massive shifts on that curve. To explain this topic a little bit further, talk to us, Francis, about the difference between marginal costs and average costs and what makes marginal cost better for companies.
Marginal cost is a really simple economic phenomenon where you're paying for one additional piece of something. That's the simplest way to put it. Average cost is where you pay some kind of average of all the costs. Pricing is entirely different. And a very simple example would be your monthly telephone bill, which is the average cost, averaged out to you, of access to the network. Marginal cost would be something much more like the internet, where you're only paying for the small amount you need. Streaming would be another very good example. So you're paying tiny amounts. A very good example also would be every time you hit an app on your smartphone, you're accessing monster computing power for marginal cost. Nothing like what the average cost of accessing that computer would be. So it is a massive phenomenon. And because the cloud itself, this is most important for people to understand, is nothing but unlimited access to marginal cost computing, absolutely everything it touches must follow the marginal cost rule. That's why we have things like Uber ripping apart the taxi business, Airbnb ripping apart the hotel business. And soon we're going to have these phenomenon rip apart the telecommunications business as well.
Yeah, it does appear that there doesn't seem to be any business model that won't be shattered by capital efficiency and marginal cost pricing. So talk a little bit about, there seems to be many businesses that are kind of stuck with taxi medallions, as you put it. So what are some of these industries that are really threatened?
Well, a great example, and my favorite in this case, is the classic telecommunications business that was started by Alexander Graham Bell in 1877 when he founded AT&T. Very capital inefficient. All prices were average cost driven. And we're sitting now in a world where if we look around, this is a $2 trillion industry worldwide. So this is big. This fits right in the big space that you brought up. This business has already been invaded by the capital efficiency cancer, if you like, of Wi-Fi. And there are all kinds of projections going around right now that Wi-Fi will hit, as many as 19 billion units between 2019 and 2014, which is tomorrow in effect. 19 billion units is multiples of the globe's population. And Wi-Fi isn't even everywhere yet. There are plenty of parts of the world that have very little access to this kind of stuff. So we have this huge cancer ripping out the network. And what's happened to the large cell companies, for example, is that their growth in cellular has been put into reverse. They're now seeing revenue declines in what should be a really hot industry, wireless, simply because Wi-Fi is more capital efficient. It's ripped them up. And in addition, network access is moving to marginal cost too. And that is having a massive impact. Streaming, what another great example. The question is now, what does the Uber of telecom look like? Because this industry will be Uberized. That's just the nature of the beast. There's no way, any more than the taxi business could avoid this, that the telephone companies and cable companies can avoid it. They're the ones in this industry stuck with the taxi medallions, and they paid a lot for them. And guess what? No rate of return. Plenty of taxi medallion owners are going under right now. You look around New York City, ugly.
For more on the information cost velocity curve, marginal cost, and the impact of the cloud, visit us at future-creators.com and tune in to more episodes of our podcast. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.